decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead. Again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover. Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
Who said that?
was Ricky Bobby.
Oh, I was going to say.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. So that is our intro there, and it is episode 100.
Woo-hoo.
Of the Takeover Sports Podcast, and I'm your host, Ryan Seeker, and it has been a long journey. It was me and James Macho. We started in that little fishbowl at Boise State for the Pulse radio booth, and ever since, me and James were like, hey, we just got to get a sports talk show. And shout out to James, by the way. He just moved to Portland. He's growing up. Big boy job. That was funny. I actually just reached out to him yesterday, and he's moving to Portland. So big shout out to him. He was the OG when we started it. Now we got Seth. Now that he's done with coaching, he'll be back on here soon. And I got a technical director, Rylan. Couldn't have made it this far without him either. Controlling the cameras, controlling the microphone, the audio. Yep. How we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I'm pretty good. Excited for 100. I think I've been here, what, 20? Close to 25.
20-something episodes.
Yeah, I'm definitely over 20 now. So
I've lost track, kind of, but
I'd have to go back and see when I started consistently coming on.
Do you remember the first one you were on?
Yeah, I was back at the old office. Well, I wasn't a TD. I was a guest. That was when you were still streaming on Twitter.
Oh, my God. You're right. That's right. That was probably 70-something?
Yeah, I think it was low 70s, maybe. No, more than that.
Yeah, it might have been higher.
I think it was maybe mid-60s.
But yeah, oh, wow. Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Okay. Well, hey, yeah, long time coming, episode 100, and we still got many more to come.
Sure.
And so I thought about episode 100. We hit it was 89 or 90. I'm sitting there. I'm like, God, episode 100, who should I get? I'm like.
You told me it's got to be big.
I know. I was like, it's got to be some big guests or a big guest. But it turns out I was like, I got two people just in mind. And I got my birth giver. And I got my sidekick in life, my sister and my mom. We're going to start with my mom, Lori Miller-Seekert. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Have you always wanted to be on the podcast?
I have. I feel really fortunate to be here tonight.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Are you excited? You nervous?
No, I'm very excited.
You're very excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here. Thanks, honey.
Of course. And then we got my sister to the left. We got Lauren Seekert. You want to tell the people what you do for a living?
I am a Bay Area technical recruiter now.
Nice.
Technical recruiter.
Okay.
Yay. I am recruiting software engineers primarily in the Bay Area, but also Austin, Texas, New York, and kind of wherever else we can get into. And I've been there about 7 months now, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah, and we are now co-workers at Quest Groups. Shout out to them.
Shout out Quest Groups, powered by Talent Pair.
Powered by Talent Pair. But yeah, so growing up, I know we've had a little bit of conversations of the sports you guys have played. But Mom, we'll start with you. Growing up, was there a favorite sport you like to play? This is a sports podcast, so kind of have to implement a little sports. I mean, we could dive into recruiting or lending, notoriety business. But
concierge business.
Your concierge business as well. But yeah.
So what I did as a child for a sport, so I was in ballet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was in kindergarten, I started in Chicago, and then we moved to Idaho. So I was a ballerina for several years, and then in junior high, I was really active in gymnastics. I loved gymnastics, and I and back then, you had to, so all around sport would be the vault, uneven parallel bars, balance beam, and then floor. So I actually competed in all those in 8th and 9th grade, and got 10s on all of it. I loved
10s on all of them.
Yeah, I did. So really? I used to compete against other schools. Yeah.
Can you beat that?
Probably not.
I remember you, Mom and Dad tried to get us into gymnastics, and
it would have been cool.
It would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did, what was it? there was a gymnastics one on State Street, so you kind of just did some tumbling and some gymnastics.
Yeah, I was just to like what, 6 or 7. I was pretty young, but I think the foam pit was fun.
I was gonna say that was what I remember.
Yeah, falling into the foam pit, that was the best part of gymnastics. But then I think I grew up a little, and they're like, okay, so these are the rings. This is what you do on a balance beam. I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Right. So I'm gonna switch to basketball, soccer, t-ball, baseball. But that was fun. It was a fun experience. Do you remember gymnastics at all, Lauren?
The foam pit. Yeah.
Right.
I remember ballet a lot more.
Yeah, I started her at ballet. That's right. Ballet Idaho and then Eagle Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm. You were more ballet. Yeah. Did you like ballet the most or volleyball? Because you were a big volleyball player. Oh, yeah. And you played soccer. Freak athlete.
Yeah, when we were in California.
I did play soccer.
Yeah.
I really liked volleyball. I realized how much I loved ballet later, and I really wish I stuck with it. But when I was a kid, you know, you're just like, I don't want to go to practice or whatever.
Right.
So
yeah. Right. But then when
I
you grow
really
up,
regret that.
Exactly. Yeah. I was gonna say you kind of just miss like.
And I also it was when I got my foot run over.
Oh yeah.
That I just never went back.
Getting into a car. Yeah.
That was the career-ending injury.
It was. I could have gone back, and I just didn't. So,
okay, God, the Celtics were calling.
One regret.
They were just like, her ankle, we can't do it anymore.
She's out.
She's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, was there any memories that you two had from each of your sports that like stuck with you the most? Something that you cherished the most growing up doing sports? Or what was the most fun? Like, what do you think? What was the most fun,
Mom? I can say that my freshman year when I was competing in gymnastics, I did all four areas in that, and I did get 10s on all of that. So that was a really big year for me.
Okay, so gymnastics.
Yeah, I mean, I nailed the even pillar bars and the balance beam. So my ballet probably helped.
Oh,
balance beam.
Probably.
Yeah, and another thing, a lot of football players take ballet for balance and core work.
The game plan.
Yeah, so
shout out The Rock.
Yeah, so something there. So, and then I did play softball in the summers and stuff. So, yeah, my friends and stuff. But, yeah, that was a big year for me. And then I did win a ballet scholarship to Utah State for, for a summer camp. I won a ballet scholarship. Yeah, so I got to train with, the top ballerinas Utah Ballet. So that was really cool.
This is news to
me. I mean,
me.
Gals were. I still have my certificate and everything for the summer. I was like in ninth grade. I was a
That's
sophomore.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mom's so I had
like,
to try
yeah,
out.
I was
for
on
it.
Broadway in New York and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot to mention that to you guys.
Yeah.
No, and so my instructor, Beverly Hackney in Twin Falls, used to, she was a professional ballerina. I don't know if I'm kind of saying that correctly, but yeah, she was kind of the real deal. So she had great, I had great training from her. My mom really liked her. And then my mother was dance too. So that's why my mom got me into ballet.
Gotcha. Yeah. Was there a sport you didn't like? Like, what was the sport
I did
you
try
played?
Track because Mark and Jeff were big track guys. So when I was going to high school, all the coaches were like, oh, there's a Miller. You need to try out for track. So
The high school coaches
on
recruiting.
A yeah, they're like, there's a Miller.
The Miller
you
pipeline.
Just like Jeff, Mark, whatever. I was like, so I was like, oh, no, I kind of like this other thing. And so a bunch of us did. I think I even shared those pictures with you that Lisa DiMaggio showed me. So we're in our track, sweatshirts and stuff going out. And we got on buses, and we'd go out to along the canyon. And so the coach was, like, wanting us to learn how to run long distance. And I was like, I'm not a long distance runner.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm done.
Okay. And then for those of you wondering who Mark and Jeff are, those are her older brothers, Uncle Mark, Uncle Jeff. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The boys. And then, Lauren, what about you? Was there a sport you didn't like at all that you played growing up where you're just like, yeah, you know what? This isn't for me.
I think I enjoyed all of them, all three.
Okay.
But I do remember during a soccer game, there was a girl that pushed me down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I remember.
Pissed. And I went and shoved her back, and like, it wasn't that bad.
I remember that.
Yeah, no.
I was on the sidelines, and you just absolutely trucked her.
Yeah, John was like, yes.
Like, it was like even close. It was damn near targeting.
Oh, no. The ref was like, do that again, and you're out. And I was like, I was in like in third grade.
Oh, yeah. It was like third, fourth grade soccer.
It was in California.
But I think that was a good lesson, you know? In sports, you have to be competitive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, she was kind of pushing everybody else around. So then you kind of stood up for yourself. We were like, yes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. It was almost like she's like, yeah, don't, you know, she kept trying to take the ball away. So you got aggressive and got it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I don't know if you two heard, but some breaking news today. It is confirmed. Ryland, you can chime in on this as well.
Yeah, I think I know what you're bringing up.
Tom Brady is retired.
And not to toot my own horn, but I predicted that a week ago.
You want to tell everyone what you said?
We were in the office, I think, or at lunch or something, and you brought up
Brady.
No, it wasn't Tom Brady. You brought up some other player, and I was like, wait, no, maybe it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, didn't he retire? And you were like, no, he's got, like, 3 years left in him.
And then, like, oh, this was before he announced the first fake retirement, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, the one that, like, was false reported?
Yeah. So Lauren said this before that happened, too.
Yeah.
I think. Was it Brady?
It was, because you were like, what are you talking about? No, he's got 3 years left in him, or something like that.
I was like, he's got at least two.
And then when you were like, no, like, a few days later, you're like, Tom Brady's retiring. And I was like, I thought we've already discussed this.
You just late news.
Yeah. I'm well ahead of you on that.
Brady's wife told me a while ago. But he has been in the NFL for 22 years, and literally as long as I've been alive, pretty much.
As long as I've been alive.
And he's been to 10 Super Bowls in those years, and that's just unheard of. Yeah, the average quarterback will make maybe two or three.
Maybe one.
Maybe. I was going to say maybe one. Actually, you're right. It's probably one and a half.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah.
One How to two many? Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Brady's been to 10, and he's won 7.
That's pretty insane.
And so it's probably something we'll never, ever see again. Did you have any memories of Tom Brady, Mom?
I've got one.
Watching.
Hanging out with him or what?
No, like, yeah, like watching.
In ballet.
Yeah.
He took a class from me. Yeah. Not really.
But like when like dad was watching football or anything, did like Tom Brady, like, I don't know, were you ever just kind of like, who's this Brady guy? Or like,
well, yeah, I remember, you know, hearing a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, huh?
It is crazy. Yeah.
Any thoughts?
His just face. Like everywhere, you know, like you just know.
No.
It's like who said it? Was it you the other day? He's got that dentist face.
The orthodontist
He's
face.
He's got the orthodontist
the
face.
The orthodontist dad
nice
face.
Clean cut. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see him at the country club every now and then. Yeah. Hey, how'd you shoot?
Like, he just looks like that guy.
Oh, yeah. He's got
and
like
then,
3-4 kids.
Of course, you know.
You're literally describing Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, the video, that's what I just think of when I hear Tom Brady, him and his son.
Oh, kissing him on the lips?
Yeah, it's just that's burned into my brain.
So, yeah, I don't really remember seeing it, but, like, I always see all the memes. Ryland, have you seen that video?
No, and that's funny. We were just talking about it the other day. Not me and you. I think it was me and Ben, actually. Okay. Talking about in class.
Watch the video. It is weird. He makes his son come back. And give him another kiss.
Like, where? What was the setting? Like,
he was getting
or?
A massage.
Yeah,
oh, that's
so.
Even weirder.
Yeah, he was getting a massage.
Like, I get it, it was like
so let me
or...
paint a picture for you.
Yeah, he was getting a massage. That, I think that's why it really kind of rubbed everyone the wrong way.
I mean, like, it's his son. I'm not trying to say anything, just... but it's a little much. But,
the memes kill me.
His son was, like, 15, though, right? Like, it wasn't, like a 5-year-old
no.
or, like, 4-year-old. It was, like, a... You know,
it was. Yeah. I think it was. He was like
say about
nine,
eight,
yeah,
eight, 10, maybe. Eight
oh
or
yeah,
nine.
I'd say like 10, 12, maybe. I don't know.
I'd say 8 or 9.
I'm bad at guessing that stuff, though.
Well, look, we should like trivia. What was the age?
But the video's a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought
incredible athlete, though. Gotta give
he's
him that.
Pretty damn good. Yeah. Everyone's saying like if there was a Mount Rushmore of like athletes' faces like of United States sports, his face would probably be on it, and I'd probably agree. I'd be like, yeah.
He was 11, by the way. I just fact checked it.
11.
11 Super
years
Bowls?
Old. No. Oh. His son was 11.
Oh, 11 years old. Oh.
11 years old. Okay, still pretty old.
Yeah, pretty old.
to old, be yeah, too old.
Getting smooched at the massage table. But,
smooched.
Yeah.
Also,
I mean,
didn't the Buccaneers, like, not really ever go to the Super Bowl until he was on their team?
The last,
like
yeah, so the last time he went to the Super Bowl, or the Buccaneers did, was 2003.
Yeah,
with like John Gruden, and then they've just been pretty bad ever since.
Yeah.
And then they had a solid team before Brady was there. They had the weapons, they had a good coach, and then so Brady and Belichick in New England, they kind of got into a fight with the owner. And so Brady's like, I'm out. Mm. Like, I've been here for too long as well. And so he was kind of, the retirement vibes were coming because he was like, going Florida. To Florida. Literally, where does every white rich man go to retire?
Florida.
And so Brady's like, hey, we're going to the Buccaneers. They had a, you know, the football team was still pretty good.
Yeah, some of this.
Yeah. And so they literally win the Super Bowl their first year there.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. Like, I don't care who you are. That's incredible.
I don't know sports, and I think that's wild.
And so a lot of rumors have been going around now that Brady's retired. It's official. Mm-hmm. This kid named Joe Burrow that's going to the Super Bowl right now.
Fine man.
He is probably like, I don't even know. The confidence levels there, the same like mannerisms they have, it's like kind of eerily similar in the way they act. And
really,
the last three quarterbacks that have been to the Super Bowls in their second year, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Big Ben, they're all going to be Hall of Famers. But Brady's done this. He went to the Super Bowl his second year. Now Joe Burrow's doing it. And those three have all won the Super Bowl. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, I think Burrow's going to get it done, dude.
Yeah, right.
So.
And the Bengals, they have actually been the one of the worst franchises of all time.
Yeah.
Like
they won four games last year.
Yeah, they had the number 5 pick out of like 32. And so they were horrible.
Yeah.
And so Burrow comes back, he tore his ACL his rookie year, he got
See,
hurt.
That's fun.
Tearing your ACL?
No, I mean like going No.
See, that's so fun. I love it when it just goes.
It's so fun when I see him hurt.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of cool. And so he's like kind of tweeting with like rap songs. He's wearing like a whole bunch of jewelry. He's super confident. Just kind of the way he carries himself, I think it's awesome. He's like, he's not cocky, but you can tell he has like a...
Well, he's funny too.
He's like funny he's, and yeah. he doesn't really care about what the media thinks.
That's what I like.
His O-line needs that confidence though.
Yeah.
His O-line is not very good.
What school did he go to?
He went to LSU.
LSU.
Louisiana State.
Yeah.
And so he won a championship there too and the Heisman.
He won the Heisman?
He won the Heisman his only year at LSU.
I didn't know that.
And so his only year starting at LSU, he was a senior, I think a redshirt junior, because he transferred from Ohio State. And so his first year starting at LSU, won the championship and the Heisman.
Yeah, see. It's
like clean sweep.
And the Heisman's the best player in the country.
Is he pretty big for a quarterback?
Not really.
I'd say he's
really?
Pretty small.
He's like probably, he's probably 6'2".
Well, like... Beef-wise?
Bulk-wise? No, he's probably like, he's probably like same size as
like
Brady.
Clean cut, yeah.
Oh. Like not super big.
I feel like in just photos he just looks, I don't know.
Like
probably because maybe like the jackets.
Yeah, they put probably.
Yeah, but he's average size.
You see that he almost went to the Dolphins, Ryan? The Dolphins offered their first round picks until 2024.
Oh, that's right. I think I do remember hearing
like
this.
Something else, like a fifth round or something like that. Basically, everything they had the next 5 years
the
for
Dolphins,
this guy.
Yeah. The Dolphins were like, we will literally give you everything for Joe
Just
Burrow.
Take
and
it.
They said the Bengals hung up the phone and said no.
Because the Bengals had the number one pick, and they were needing a quarterback, and so they were like, yeah, we're going to take Burrow. Like, it's not really close.
So he was the number one pick?
He was the number one pick.
Okay.
He's 23.
Yeah, so, yeah, the Bengals went from having pick 1 and 5, and now they're going to the Super Bowl.
It's pretty cool.
So it's like, hey, if someone can carry a team like that, I mean, I don't anyone else but Brady. It's like, I don't.
He's 25. He's pretty old for a rookie.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, is he? For
kind of.
Yeah. Well,
for a rookie.
Was he? Oh, wait, he was drafted at 25 years old?
No, he's 25 wild. Now.
Oh, so he was 23?
So,
oh, so he was probably a senior then.
Yeah.
At LSU, yeah. He had to go.
Like in relative, because I feel like Mahomes has been in the league for what, 5 years now? And Patrick Mahomes is 26.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mahomes, I think, left really early.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, just kind of want to know your thoughts there. It's kind of an end of an era.
Yeah.
Brees retired. Brady's gone. All, like, the quarterbacks we grew up watching are gone. Now it's, like, Mahomes, Herbert,
Brees. That was
Burrow.
The other one that you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of crazy now. It's, like, we have a whole new wave of quarterbacks we're about to watch.
Speaking
That's
of Saints,
exciting.
You watched the Saints movie? I remember you were talking like skeptical about it.
I almost watched it the other day.
It's out on Netflix, huh?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
It's the Sean Payton movie.
It's honestly, it's.
Is it good?
Exactly what you'd expect from a Adam Sandler produced movie with Kevin James.
That's what I figured too. Because Rob Schneider's in it.
Yep. It's
right?
like it's like a.
It's a Happy Madison movie.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good. Like they didn't do a bad job with it.
Oh, that's actually good to hear.
Like it, you know. It was something good to watch.
Yeah, because like Sean Payton just retired too, so that's kind of like perfect timing.
It's not based on a true story though, right?
No,
Sean Payton actually didn't like cheat.
It wasn't cheating.
Is that spoiling? Is that spoiling the movie?
Maybe no, wasn't it the Bounty Gate? Maybe they couldn't say Bounty Gate in the movie. Maybe they had to say cheating.
It's not exactly cheating. It's like, you know, it's something else. But
gotcha. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, he did get suspended for a year.
Yeah, it wasn't Bounty Gate. They said something else.
Didn't Bill Belichick also get in trouble for deflating the balls?
Yeah. It was.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing that.
They should make that a movie.
He got he got in trouble for deflating the balls, and it was another scandal too. It was Spygate.
Was that?
He was like recording. Yeah. He was recording other teams' practices.
What the hell?
He's insane. Yeah.
I bet you Brady would be 100% down to do a
deflate. Oh, Brady. Movie. Brady knew. Now he got suspended too.
Oh.
No, but now that he's retired, he'd 100% do a deflate gate movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't have, like, they mentioned, what's his face? They mentioned Drew Brees a bunch in the movie, but you never saw him at all.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, you never saw any of the Saints players.
Okay. Because I remember in the commercial, they're like, would Drew do this? Like, Sean Payton was saying that. I was like, that's kind of funny.
The commercial made it look really cheesy. Yeah, we talked about it on one of the episodes, and you're like, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I know it looked pretty cheesy, but honestly, if you're saying like it's honestly not bad or it's kind of good,
it's not what you'd expect. It's not as cheesy as I thought it would be.
That's good, okay. Honestly.
Yeah,
that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll show you the trailer. It's like
okay,
like you know, remember the movies like Grown Ups and like Mall yes. Cop. Yeah. With like that same kinda, cast, yeah. David Spade. Yeah. It's kind of it's
that. I love David Spade.
He should have.
He is the best.
Yeah, would have been a good addition.
So it's kind of like that same crew, and they made a movie based off the Saints head coach Sean Payton after they won the Super Bowl.
Okay, you'll have to show me.
I'll show you.
Kevin James rocks Sean Payton though.
That's good. Does he do a good job?
Yeah, he's a really good Sean Payton with the visor too, all the time, 24/7. This guy's wearing a visor
the whole time. Oh, okay.
The whole movie. That's
perfect.
He's sleeping in the visor.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Coach Nigro, he never took off.
Yeah,
the
I was gonna
visor.
Say Nigro always had the visor too. Shout out Larry. But let's transition here. We got a couple mini games to play. We got a game for my mom and my sister, and they have to guess logos of professional sports teams. My mom has to do NFL logos. My sister's gonna do MLB right after. I got 6 logos for my mom. Lauren, how many logos do you think she can get?
Out of how many? Sorry.
6.
At
least 3.
NFL team logos. You
can
so?
Put them up there.
She can do it.
Oh no, I'm gonna spin my laptop and then you'll just
you
take
are?
A look. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink
it. I won't overthink it.
Okay, Rylan, let me know when you are all set.
You're good.
Okay. First
give
logo.
Me easy ones. Okay.
Lauren, don't say anything.
God, tell me.
Come on.
Do you know this?
Just study it.
No, it's like
I don't even think I know that one.
Okay.
See.
They're pretty bad, so.
I have a guess.
Really bad.
They're actually the worst.
Just kidding, you got it.
So okay,
look
what do you see? What do you
that?
See?
Well, I see like a I was gonna say bangle, but it's not a bangle. It's
no.
like a.
But like what does it look like?
Wait, I just lost it.
You did?
Just keep guessing.
It's like a leopard.
Okay, what kind of leopards are there out there? It's like it's the same. It's
cheetah.
Okay, what's
keep
another
going?
Name for a
keep
cheetah?
Going.
Like, it's in the same family.
Oh.
We'll give her 15 seconds.
Oh, God. The pressure. Let me think.
Think of just team names, like, that Ryan's talked about or something.
I don't think I've ever spoke of this team.
I don't think he has either. I'm like, I have not
it's seen a waste
this
of air. 5, 4,
give me a 10.
3. It starts with a J.
Can I,
okay. Jaguars.
There it is. Do we count that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll give you a gimme.
Right. I don't know some of the logos.
I thought you did know the logos.
Should have studied.
Should have studied.
You were coming.
Okay, next okay. logo.
So I got go that because okay, cool.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you can do this one. Come on.
I can. So
you
it's
put
like
it on that background, Ryan. It looks like my middle school like mascot logo.
Does it really?
Yeah, it looks so basic.
Did you have the same logo name or mascot name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Come on. What's another
wait.
Bird?
Falcons?
What do you say?
Falcon? Isn't that it?
No, it's not the Falcons.
Oh.
That is a team, though.
Okay, give me a little hint.
But it's another bird.
Great hint.
I know. So,
it's not the Seahawks. No. Because it's like...
How about this? The city is Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom.
Mark Wahlberg was in a movie with this team.
Oh, God.
Do you remember Invincible when he
don't
was the bartender?
Yes, I love Mark Wahlberg.
If you're a true patriot.
I can't think.
That in.
Philadelphia. Oh, how about this? It's our national bird.
Yeah, that's where I was saying.
Bluebird?
No.
Our
national bird? No, oh, country. 10 seconds.
Know. I can't think of the birds. I know.
9, 8, 7. Okay. It's the Eagles.
Oh, I just said Eagles. It doesn't look like an eagle to me.
It kind of looks like a hawk.
It's kind of it's like the.
I know, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's okay. Fair. I mean, it's kind of like one. It looks the same, but hey.
I almost did eagle and I thought.
Should have studied.
Yep.
I was overthinking.
All right. We're 1 for 2 so far.
Okay.
Don't overthink it.
Here's the next one.
That's like a
gimme.
Eagle.
You see that?
It has to be.
No, I guess we'll see.
It has to be a gimme.
Mom, you got it.
Oh, the Saints.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I was about to. Mom just,
I would have a stroke.
I should have been like give
we're wrapping up.
I should have played with you.
So we're 2 for 3. What'd you say? 3? You
think she's got to get 3.
Okay, she's going to get one more?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one.
Go easy on me. Come on. Well, that's Buffalo.
That's the city.
Keep going.
Well,
that's
Wait,
the city.
What was the one Those, before that?
That is a buffalo.
No, Mom,
you're right. That is a buffalo.
Do not overthink this. The buffalo what? It flows.
New York Buffaloes, right?
No, Buffalo.
Buffalo's the team, like the city
name.
And
it is New York.
You guys, I haven't seen this one. Buffalo, I don't know. What is it? Ryan, you...
The mafia is going insane right now.
The mafia is slamming tables.
Oh, no, he's...
What is this?
Mom.
$20 bill.
So the Buffalo...
Bills.
Boom!
There you go.
Money. Has this I feel like these have kind of changed. What's with the red? I mean, hasn't the logo changed?
They've had a couple variations, but it's been like I think relatively the same similar. Like that.
Oh, okay, thanks.
It probably just
Thank you.
So
okay,
we count that. She's 3 for 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was close,
Mom. Yes.
She was pretty good on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Buffalo.
She got Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo strike.
Okay, next one. I think this is the last NFL. One. I think.
Let's. Buffalo. Oh, the Vikings.
Nice, Mom. Okay. Nice.
Can she name the city?
Can she name it?
The
Vikings.
Oh, wait. I could probably do that. Why did you bring that up?
Now she's like, shit.
No.
The Vikings. Okay, so...
not Philadelphia Vikings.
North United States. Very cold. Aaron Rodgers loves playing this team.
Not, oh my God. Why do we have to go do the city?
Starts with an M.
Michigan.
That's close. A state.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's actually really next to it. It's like right next to it.
Minneapolis? Minneapolis?
Come on.
Where?
It's the state. There you go.
Oh, I'm like, Minneapolis. That's a city.
Okay, last one. Sorry. Ready? I think this is a good one. I think this will be a gimme.
My allergies are killing me.
Okay.
So I got that one.
I'm impressed so far, honestly.
Yeah, she's doing good.
You're doing pretty good.
Okay, did that one.
And the last one for Mom.
Oh. That's tough.
Oh.
No.
I don't know this one.
James Hole is throwing his phone.
I'm sorry, James.
What do you see?
What did you ask me for when you came over earlier today?
Oh, like what I saw on...
You were like, can I...
Oh, my God, wait.
That's a good example.
Can I use...
Oh, that is. Yeah, so what do you see?
You came over, you were like, can I borrow your...
When I came into your apartment?
Yeah. You need it.
Can I borrow your lightning bolt?
Oh, your charger.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your lightning bolt?
I was like, can I borrow your vape? No, right. your charger.
The chargers.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what city they're located in? Southern California. This is Eric's favorite team.
Well, it's not San Diego.
It was San Diego.
That's what I thought.
They
it
just
was
moved.
San Diego. Okay.
Just moved.
So,
still Southern
they didn't
California.
Move far.
They did not move far at all.
Los Angeles?
Hey, it is.
I'm like,
I didn't
San
know
Diego,
that.
Los Angeles.
She just goes, Anaheim, Venice, Huntington,
Venice, Cupertino,
Malibu.
Yeah. I'm just, any others? All right, and now.
I'm just going up the coast.
Round of applause for Mama.
Got you.
We got
Thank you.
Good job, Lori.
I think you only missed one, and it was the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I was like.
It's kind of tough. There's, I think, 5 bird mascots
so
in the
birds.
NFL.
Yeah.
What if I did all birds?
I know. Please do that next time. I'll study my birds.
There's like, because like there's the Cardinals, the Ravens, Falcons, yeah. Seahawks. So
see, I know was thinking Falcons at first, I think.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're on to Lauren. I got five logos here. These ones are a little tougher, not commonly seen. So we got five logos for Lauren. Let's see how she can do. How many think you she can get?
She'll get them all.
Wow.
I'm betting it all.
She's like, next month's rent. All right, here we go. First logo for Lauren.
I've seen this.
Oh. They just won the World Series.
Couldn't have made it any bigger.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. she can see it.
Does it start with an A?
The city does.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to get this.
So what do you see?
A hammer.
Okay, what kind of hammer? It's not like a normal hammer.
It's like the
medieval. It's like a tomahawk.
Yeah, tomahawk.
So it's the Atlanta
Braves.
Falcons?
No, Braves.
Is it the Braves?
It is. Mom!
Holy shit.
I'm up.
I know. I'm like, what the hell?
I know. She should have gotten out of it. Yeah, I'm like, I need that
okay.
one.
She goes, idiot, it's the Braves.
Should have studied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
You wouldn't have?
Mom.
Okay.
No, I would not have.
So yeah.
So I know.
Ready for the next one?
It's humbling. Okay, let's go.
That was humbling. You needed that.
Don't overthink it.
I know.
Yeah, mom's like, she's going to get them all. Braves. Yeah.
Give me a hint.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm like tomahawk.
Okay, next one. I think you're going to get this.
This one's easy.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well done. Me okay. Cute. Just had to throw that one in there. It's going to ramp up a bit here. Okay.
Are we going East Coast? God. West Coast? Okay, let's see.
Okay, it's not Walgreens.
I threw this in for a reason.
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember what I told you what it was?
It does look like the Walgreens.
I asked the first time I saw it. I was like, Walgreens has a baseball team? And then I saw it.
I died laughing too. I was like, wow, I actually never thought of that.
It looks exactly like it. Okay, it's Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
That's why it's a W.
God, and there's no, like, animal or anything.
Nope. That's why I was like, I know we have ties with this one.
Wow.
Is there,
it's kind of based on their location, like, the name.
Yeah, okay. So it's not Washington State, it's D.C.
Yeah.
Oh.
They just won the World Series recently, too, in 2019. Do you remember them? It's kind of...
Yeah, the World Series, I remember.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Duh.
I know.
Is there any other hint, like...
So, they're in D.C., their team name starts with an N.
Washington.
Like, how would you...
Like, could I... Like, you don't have to give you know me the saying? Mascot, yeah, but think. Is it, like, an animal?
There really is no
like,
mascot.
No, there's, like, no mascot. It just kind of, like, represents...
It's a word.
It's just a word that represents, like, their city and, like, their country at the same
kinda
time.
It's kind of like the Yankees a little bit.
Washington. I don't want to say Patriots.
So kind of close.
Kind of close.
Patriotic in a way.
So
it's very patriotic.
So Washington, D.C. So
Washington... Is there like a...
You got 10 seconds.
Oh, Washington. Braves?
No.
No, wait,
that
you
was
we
just
said
the
that.
Braves.
Washington.
Starts with an N. The anthem.
Knights? No.
No.
Oh, that's a good one, the anthem.
Starts with an N?
Yep.
Washington.
Knights.
No.
Time's up.
That's tough.
Then Washington Nationals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a tough one. I wouldn't, yeah.
Heard it.
The Nationals. That's
it.
A tough one, too. Yeah. The MLB, they kind of have some...
Formerly, wait, was it them that are the Expos?
Yeah.
Yeah, formerly the Expos.
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
Montreal.
I was going to say.
Nationals.
I hadn't heard
okay.
that. It's a tough one.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not like
okay,
a,
though.
It's like a, not like your typical NBA or NFL mascot.
I was going to say, I don't think I would have assumed that was MLB either.
Oh, okay.
It's a drugstore.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was tough.
The pills.
We'll throw that one.
The prescriptions.
Walgreens pills.
I'm disappointed in myself. I thought it'd be better.
I thought you were going to get that.
I know.
I thought you remembered. God, that's just going to live in your head rent-free now.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Okay, so we've gone through three.
Okay.
Yep.
We got two more. You ready?
I have to get the next two.
You will.
Okay. Come on.
Come on.
I know. Let me see.
No, this is easy.
Okay, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
You got to get rid of the right one.
Yeah, you should.
You think so?
Yeah.
Instead of five.
Yeah.
Let me see.
No.
I'll take it off air.
Should I?
Damn it, no.
Why?
If I get it, just throw another one in there.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just have fun.
No, we're having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just get loose.
I think she gets this one.
I think she does. Oh, no. There we go. And then the next one I think she could get to. Okay. There was originally two pictures. That's why it's a little off to the left.
Okay.
Oh.
White Sox.
Yeah, see. Yeah, she didn't even need the second one.
It's nice. A picture of a sock.
Yeah.
It was a picture of the White Sox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why Rylan was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is a layup. Okay, so here's the last one. You've only missed one. This one is very, very intermediate. So I think you could get this one. If you really look at it, you could get it. Okay.
Okay.
Rylan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, Diamondbacks.
Would you look at that?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. I'm proud of both of you guys.
Good job.
Okay, so Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks.
Interesting.
Light work.
I wasn't.
Like
I was not.
Team.
I know. I should
like a bonus round for the both of them.
Did you
or
think
like
of
an,
any bonus
or an
ones?
MLS logo? What?
You don't have any bonus ones?
I don't. That's all I have.
We don't come that.
Go one out, Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, that's a little too much work for us.
It's
sorry.
Only Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we're gonna transition to fan mail. So Instagram, I post a story every time for every guest I have on, and the whole world gets to see your guys' pretty faces and gets to ask you questions.
Oh,
and
no.
let's jump to fan mail because we definitely have some questions.
You also got some stuff in the chat. Jobin was active earlier.
Okay.
Ryan is the GOAT.
Shout out, Jobin. Appreciate you.
And Braden Holzer said Belichick was recording the other team's hand signals on the sideline during games, not their practices.
Oh, I think I did see something about that.
Hand signals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also said they also proved the Deflategate to not be true.
Oh.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I don't remember.
Because I know the suspension still went through. But in my opinion, though, I'm not, like, with the league on this.
Didn't they have it at the same time, though, the recording and Deflategate? Weren't those, like, really similar timings?
They were similar timings. I honestly don't think the Deflategate was a big deal at all, to be honest.
I don't really care.
Because they caught him at halftime, and it was, like, a 10-point game. The Colts were only, like, losing by 10. But then once they inflated the balls and the second half started, the Patriots won, like, 42-14. So, like, it didn't really matter.
Oh.
So, like, that's just my personal opinion. I don't think Deflategate's that big of a deal. Oops. Spygate's a little different when you involve technology.
Yeah.
It's like the Astros thing.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Spygate. But, hey, you live and you learn.
Exactly.
Did you look at that?
That's right.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
We'll start with James Hole. This question comes from him.
We love you, James.
Hey, James. Yeah.
James.
This one's for you, Mom. Who is Lori's favorite one of your friends, Ryan, and why is it James?
James knows the answer to
he
that.
He already knew.
He's my other son.
She goes, Zach.
Yeah.
Zach.
Okay.
Aww.
Next one comes from Heather. Did Lauren ever get a turkey leg?
God. Oh, that's funny.
That,
is that in Florida?
That's a brutal
that
reminder.
Was in Miami.
Yeah,
in Miami.
There was a guy, we met the nicest people down there. Like, you
seriously.
Think that people
know,
don't take care of each other at those concerts, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just hot every single day. And
oh, it was Miami. Just
starving.
Yeah.
Humid, sweaty.
And
legs are achy as hell.
Oh, my God. And this guy walked past us with, like,
it was like
top five chicken leg I've ever had.
Yeah.
I don't know what
giant turkey leg.
Was it a turkey leg?
It had to
or chicken?
Turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
Turkey legs are massive.
Yeah, okay, a turkey leg.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And we were just staring at it.
Oh yeah, no, he was walking through the mosh pit though.
Yeah.
We were like all like this.
And
he's like, yo, you want a bite?
You want a bite?
I was like, yeah. I took a bite. I was like, oh my God. And this guy's like 5'3".
Yeah,
no.
Oh
my God, tiny.
Tiny.
So nice.
The coolest.
I'm picturing the guy from iCarly with it on, like, a stick.
Yeah.
Like, just you and a
like crowd.
Yes. T-bone.
So it was aluminum foil wrapped, and it was just, like, kind of, like, aluminum foil coming down the
dude,
sides.
Yeah.
So
and
good.
He's just, oh, he's like, yeah, dude, have another bite. I was like, okay.
He's, like, peak Delta variant. He's, like, giving everybody
yeah,
a bite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No one cared.
No, we were all good. I never got my turkey leg, though. Thank you, Heather. Miss you, though.
I know. That's your question. I never got my turkey leg.
Okay. This next one comes from Lauren Burris.
Oh.
Who's the hottest quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
without hesitation. Yeah. Mom?
I don't know.
You've always had a thing for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well, with his new maybe hair. A long time ago.
Dude, yeah,
oh,
okay. He fell off. He looks rough lately.
He looks like he's going through it.
Yeah.
Didn't I show you a picture?
Yeah, you're like...
His like hair's down to here, and he's
got
it was like,
kind of cute a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Prime Aaron,
I can
yeah.
say who... It's not football, but I can say who one of my favorite Lakers player was. What was his name? The
Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, Rick Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
he's
right.
He's a fox.
I'll never forget when John watched that. I was like, yeah. Who is
Who's that?
That?
Yeah.
He stands out my mind. One of my favorites.
That's right. You always were talking about Rick Fox. Because yeah. he does like studio work now. He's like in the booth, like kind of always on TV. For like yeah. NBA Network, and then you always go, oh, is that Rick Fox? Yes, Mom, that's
Rick
Fox.
Well,
you can
kind of look too pretty, but like, yeah, when he's kind of, yeah, just normal. Then okay. you married
and
Vanessa
that's fair.
Williams, and then, yeah. Anyway, sorry to get off the...
Nope, that is totally involved, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on track.
Exactly. There's no script. Say whatever yeah, you want.
Just let it fly.
Okay, Lauren, this one also comes from Lauren Burrows.
God, I love her.
I don't know who this is for.
Oh, God.
But the question, I mean, it said it was for you guys, but I think this is a...
It could be for you,
actually,
too.
No, this is for you guys. I know the answer.
Oh, it's like a girl.
How many yards is the penalty in the NFL?
Fuck you,
for
Lauren.
No, keep going.
For, well, using, for using a helmet as a weapon.
Okay, wait. How many yards?
Yeah.
15.
I'd say...
And a suspension. Well done.
Hell yeah.
See, told ya.
Absolutely.
Dude, yeah. My gut's always right.
I told ya.
So just for, you know, future questions like that, it's always 15 yards. If it's
something, oh, okay.
For if it's something that extreme, the highest it can go is 15 yards.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Easy. 5 to 15 every time.
5 to 15.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lauren.
This one comes from Jobin. Has Ryan always been this cute?
Yes.
Appreciate you.
I almost asked a question kind of similar to that. I was going to say, what was your favorite hairstyle of Ryan's throughout the years?
That's actually a good question.
I like the curls now. I don't know. I did see a picture of you the other day, and I was like, when did your hair look like that?
Because you posted some picture on your story when you were like short hair.
Yeah.
Really short hair.
Yeah.
I think it looks better longer.
Like when, you know, he's laying kind of on the floor and his hair's all like. Cute curls. You're like, oh my God,
Ryan was
such
a chunky baby. He was a cute chunky baby.
I was a chunky monkey.
Yeah,
I was.
You had a big head.
I did.
Yeah,
full of brains. I know.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Kinda. Just all sports.
Full of sports.
Yeah, full of sports.
Okay. This next one, Grant. I think it's Horlocker. Mm-hmm. Favorite non-quarterback to watch.
So any other player?
Any other player besides Joe Burrow.
Favorite non-quarterback to watch?
Yeah,
that you know
like
of.
A jerk.
Could it be like another sport too?
I'll make
sure.
It fun.
If you want it
so
to be.
So favorite sports player?
Just going off of like if they're attractive or not, Cam Newton is attractive.
That's a quarterback.
Oh.
He's a
forget
quarterback.
That.
He's a quarterback.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I used to think Steph Curry was attractive, but not so much anymore.
What happened?
I don't know. He's just not as attractive. But there's another player that I can't think of right now.
What sport?
NFL?
I think it's basketball. It's not, what's his face? Kendall Jenner's boyfriend.
Ben
Simmons?
Oh,
Blake Griffin's all right.
Oh, Devin Booker.
Yeah, it's not Devin Booker. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now.
You know what team he's on?
Nope. I can just picture his face.
Giannis?
No.
Kyrie? Is he a big
It'll
dude?
Come back
is he a
to
small
me.
Dude?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I just see him on like the TV or pictures.
So he's popping. If he's on TV,
okay.
Lot,
so he's got to be good.
Yeah.
Why can't
it's LaMelo? Not LaMelo
no,
Ball.
No. Maybe. No, I don't know. I'm just gonna go with Cam. No, that's a quarterback. Shit.
We'll count it.
Sorry, guys.
Let's just throw.
I
it
don't
in.
Know. There's not. That many that I can think of.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
That's a football player.
There you go.
Yeah, but not quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver. Okay, gotcha. He's on the Rams. He's in his first Super Bowl.
Okay.
He kind of finessed his way to a Super Bowl.
He 100% did.
A little cheap. I don't like that.
No.
But isn't he like, don't people not like him for some reason?
Yeah. He's kind of a diva.
Yeah.
Not like a diva, but like.
What was that thing?
He's flashy.
What was
that he's, thing he loves.
Is he?
Yeah. Wasn't there a scandal or something?
He like shit on his chest, right? Wasn't that a scandal for a while?
No, there was like rumors like some stripper was like, yeah, Odell liked when I pooped on his chest.
Oh jeez.
I think that was complete. That was a lie.
Forget that I said Odell. I didn't know that.
No, it's me.
I knew there was a scandal. I didn't know it was that extreme.
Well, he's bounced. Like he was on the Giants. That's like when he was like
prime
peak, like just absolutely dominating. And then he got traded to the Browns because like he was just unhappy in New York. They kind of sucked.
Brown sucked.
You know who was actually attractive a few years ago? I don't know what he looks like now.
Who?
Who? The basketball player that everybody hated because he was like bringing black culture.
LeBron?
No. He was like the first basketball
Kyrie
player.
Kyrie Irving?
No, to have like tattoos and stuff. And then they set the dress code.
Oh, Allen Iverson?
Yes, I thought Allen Iverson was attractive. Short guy, right? But I thought he was attractive.
Short for basketball.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Because he's like, what, 6 feet, 6'1"?
Yeah. Nice height.
Mm-hmm.
What does he look like now? I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, check it out.
He probably fell off.
Is he old?
Yeah, he's probably. Damn, he's damn old.
When he was young, he was cute. He kind of looked like Eazy a little bit. I saw a resemblance.
He saw like a, there was a fan that came up to him. He was signing autographs and stuff. And there was a picture of him and Kobe on the court.
Really?
And AI was like, damn, where'd you get this? I want one.
Like that he looks like 50 Cent now.
Before he was about to sign it, he was like, yo, I need one of these. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like cool. Him and Kobe like talking like on the court.
I watched his documentary and I really liked it.
I still need to see that.
Whoa. Sports documentary I've seen and you haven't?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
That's wild. Right. I even had Netflix? Mom watch it.
Yeah.
Remember? I bet it's pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah, because he's had a crazy story.
And his teachers, like, there was a couple. They were both teachers at his high school, I think, and they just loved him and supported him. It's a good
story. Oh, that's awesome.
Story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's good. Okay, we got two more questions. They both come from Kennedy Wickstrom.
Yes.
The first one, what team would Lauren and Lori get drafted to in the NFL? Rylan, you can help me with this one so far.
Right. Where do they accept twigs?
We're fast.
You know, the Chargers need some fast wide receivers.
I'm fast. I can jump.
Okay.
Decently well.
Okay. Let's put Lauren on the Chargers. Good volleyball player, too.
Lauren to the Chargers?
Yeah.
You're Rangers. Welcome, James.
You okay with Los Angeles?
Yeah. Never been.
Okay.
For a while.
It's not very pretty.
We'll put Lauren.
It's actually in Compton.
I don't want to live there, but I'll travel.
Lauren fits Chargers.
Yeah.
Mom.
They've got cute colors.
Mom, you like the Bay Area, right?
Yes.
You're like you like Bay Area. Is there a certain place in the country you want to be?
What, are you putting her on the Giants?
No, I was going to put her on the Niners.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to switch sports here.
City by the Bay.
No,
switching sports.
No, I would not put my mom on the San Francisco Giants.
I could see she's a city girl too, so I could see like
city?
Big city.
What city do you like the most? Or where would you want to live? Dream city, United States.
Let's put it on the Rays.
Go.
Tampa.
Go. Now. Where would I want to live?
Yeah, it has to be NFL, Rylan.
Has to be NFL?
Yeah, drafted to the NFL.
Oh, I thought it was just any sports team.
What about the Bills?
And I'm putting on Tampa Bay.
No, you guys have
Tampa,
to
Mom. I don't
you
know.
You put me in San Francisco.
What?
Are you guys deciding?
I'm getting Niners vibes from Mom.
I'm getting East Coast vibes though.
I could see both,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
New York,
Niners,
New York,
Niners,
Nashville.
I picture East Coast though.
I kind of do too. Jets or Giants?
Battle of New York.
They're both in New Jersey technically.
Is.
All right. What about Buffalo? Buffalo's in New York technically.
You like the cold? You want cold or warm? You got to help us.
Oh, warm. I like the warm.
Ooh,
can't do New York.
Go back to Tampa.
Can it be seasonal? Like,
no. Football season's cold.
What about Philly? Philly's a city.
That's cold.
Really cold.
So you need to go more south.
I think so.
Yeah. You're looking at Tampa or Jacksonville.
New Orleans?
Orleans. She did like New Orleans.
Oh, I did like New Orleans. That was fun.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
No, but the weather.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know what? Because I think
it's a fun place to visit for Mom, I bet, but I don't think she'd live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to live there, and then I remembered that
maybe
they
like
get hurricanes.
A couple months.
What about Atlanta? Yeah. Atlanta's a city. It's pretty humid, hot there, warm.
Miami Dolphins?
I was going to say Dolphins earlier.
Dolphins got some cool unis, too.
I know.
Cool uniforms.
I just like the mascot.
And we were literally like at their stadium.
Our stadium's pretty the new one
at Rolling Hard Rock. Yeah. It's a nice stadium.
I'd say it's like brand new.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they all are, but.
Yeah, but like it's like super like fancy on the outside.
But when you see it
outside.
In person, you're like, wow.
Yeah, no, dude, in person, I was like, damn, this thing is huge.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Right?
Yeah, from
we
the outside.
Tried to squeeze in a game, but we had no time.
No.
Was it during football season?
July's not football season. They probably were practicing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have recorded
we tried to signal. Catch. We tried to catch a Marlins game.
That's
that
right.
Stadium is so
oh,
cool.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That stadium's
awesome. We have to go back. That was so fun.
Tickets are probably, what, $5?
Oh,
we're
dude.
Going back.
Yeah, they were so cheap. It was going to be the Marlins versus Padres, too.
Oh, that would have been a good game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think Miami Dolphins or Niners.
I could see that.
Okay.
Either of those.
Are you okay with Miami, or would you rather be in Santa Clara?
Santa Clara.
Okay, Niners.
Wow. Just doesn't feel like the Niners vibe, though. The Niners got, like, some vibe going on now.
They do or they don't.
Like
they do.
Clicky?
Yeah, it's like almost like the new Raiders.
Okay.
Okay.
You get that? I don't know. Maybe because they were playing the Rams.
So you think I should go to Florida?
I think you should go to Florida.
Oh.
I'd pick Florida.
I don't look like a click.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, okay. There's three teams in Florida. Do you want to do Jacksonville? Do you want to do Miami?
I do Miami.
Okay, Dolphins.
Should you be a Trevor Lawrence fan?
Dolphins and Chargers.
Miami would be fun. Okay.
Okay, last one. Kennedy, it's not really a question. She just said, Joe Burrow. That's it. Just give me your opinions.
Absolutely.
Right.
Period.
That's it? Well, nothing? Anything else to add?
I mean, that's all.
Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you.
I won't even peek at you. No, did you see his other caption the other day? And it was like, I forget the beginning, and it was like student athletes. Oh, I'm not going to explain this right.
I don't
you
know where
it up, Ryland?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Did Joe Burrow posted it?
Yeah, unless like he deleted it or it was photoshopped.
He didn't delete anything.
Okay. It's the one, it's got like a ton of emojis. And he's like being sarcastic, you know, like making fun of like.
Yeah,
okay,
student athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny. I saw it on Twitter. I think I might have liked it. No, it was fake.
So I'm back in April of 2021.
Yeah, it was probably a meme. There's
I'll
no
go to
way.
His Twitter real quick.
It could have been a tweet.
Yeah, I saw it earlier today.
Wait, it was on Twitter?
Yeah, let me try and scroll through here really quick.
Does Joe Burrow have Twitter?
I think he does.
I think it was somebody.
Everything's
hashtag
Joe Burrow.
Let me see. Is it on the Twitter?
The Twitter.
Is it on the Twitter sphere?
It's on the Twitter.
I'm going to find it when I get home. Watch.
Looking up Joe Burrow, student athlete.
Yeah. Look up like student athlete caption or something.
There's a bunch of emojis.
Yeah. I'm not going to find it. It was funny, but if he didn't post it, then forget it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Yeah. That was funny, Lauren.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe Burrow, exclamation point. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be in the league for a while. He's an absolute stud.
Yeah.
And especially he's taking the Bengals to the Super Bowl. Like, that's never happened in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Have they ever won one?
No, but they were in it back in
81?
I thought it was 86. Let me see.
So, yeah, they've never won a Super Bowl.
Ever.
But they've been to one and
they've
lost.
They've been to multiple, I think.
But they probably will this year.
They're in.
No, I know, but winning.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm rooting for them, but the Rams are like star-studded. And
okay, who's on the Rams?
The Super Bowl's in
LA. 1-3 in the Super Bowl as a franchise.
Oh, they've won one?
Their lone victory was 34 in January of 2000. Wait, what?
No way.
Oh, hold on. The Bengals are 0-2 in their previous Super Bowl appearances in
81
and 88.
Okay.
Oh, that must have been on the 49. Oh, Bengals and Rams. The last Rams Super Bowl was January. No, because didn't the Rams win a few years ago?
Who's that?
No.
Well, the Rams won January of 2000. They're 1-3.
Okay.
And the Super Bowl is a franchise.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just Google. Quick response. Yeah. The Bengals' last two previous Super Bowl appearances were losing to the 49ers, both in 81 and 88.
So they lost to the Montana Niners both times.
Okay.
So the Bengals, this is going to be their first franchise win ever, potentially.
Which would be sick.
Which would be sweet. Cool. And the Rams have only won one, but the Rams are like superstar studded.
Yeah.
They almost unfair.
They've got Odell. They've got Matthew Stafford. He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. They've got the best defensive players, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey.
Hopefully like they're stacked. Pull, like, Dodgers and just like choke.
I'm putting my money on Joe Burrow.
I think a lot of people are.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, really?
And he's an underdog.
I have actually, before the playoffs started, I did not think the Bengals would make it this far.
Okay.
I have the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
I was going to say it, but I thought you had
I had
them
in
going.
My bracket.
Yeah.
So
the Bengals going to the
So Super if the Bowl. Bengals win the Super Bowl, I'm happy. If the Rams win, I get pretty decent pay.
Yeah.
Should we bet against it right now? Should we place a bet against each other?
You should.
It can just be like lunch or something.
Deal.
Okay.
Okay, so
like
you got
buying
you got
the whole office lunch.
Hell no.
There are 30 people in there.
Cannot do that.
Like 30 people. Dude, as much as I'd love to.
Yeah, right.
Please,
yeah,
God.
You got to give me like 10 more placements.
Yeah, I just paid rent. Please don't.
I really want the Bengals to win, but I do have a bet on the Rams.
Yeah, I'm the same. Same boat. Rams are just like.
We're both kind of rooting for the Bengals, but like if the Rams won, I would not be mad.
Rams are a super team.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the Rams.
So are the Chiefs, though. I mean, the Chiefs are a super team, too. And
just picture the Rams are like they went out, they traded their entire next 4 years of picks for like stars.
Think of the Dodgers, essentially. The Dodgers of football.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers drafted a lot of their guys, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, in a way.
But like.
And then playing against a team that's never even been.
Rams are more like the Yankees, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. The Yankees don't make it to the playoffs.
That's true. The Yankees don't, yeah.
Like a combination of the two.
They should.
Yeah, with that lineup.
Okay. Well, it is 8:30, and that means we are running out of time.
While you're finding that,
I'm going to plug our ad, Chillo. Shout out to Chillo, the housing app where you can find a new place to live and find new roommates. Make sure to download Chillo. Chillo. It's like Zillow, but it's not. It's Chillo. Find a new place to live. Find new roommates. It's like Tinder for roommates and a place to live. It's like a mutual match. You can get everything you want out of it. I recommend it. We're actually going to interview Chillo Thursday, potentially, just waiting back on Roberto. So you can find out more about that app here in a couple days. Make sure to check that out. Did you find it?
The tweet?
Yeah. You've been searching for a while.
I know. Okay, wait. Let me just search Joe Burrow really quick, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
So, Mom, how was your day?
I had a good day.
So
I had a good day.
Good. Tell me about it.
From the audio only.
Yeah, I got to fill in the dead air.
How was it? I had a great day.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I am helping, doing some property management for this complex for 200 units, and actually I rented 2 units this week. So
nice.
Yeah, and I met, so this one gal went to U of I, and her mom was kind of shopping for apartments. So the mom and I got in a conversation. Her mom's an attorney and stuff. She goes, oh, I really like your voice and stuff. She's like, so anyway, I met the daughter, and she was like, yeah, my mom, you know, you guys talk. And I was like, yeah, I have kids too. And so anyway, I got her apartment rented today and some other people that moved here from Chicago. So yeah, it was a good day. It was fun.
Yeah, guys, there's good. No way I'm finding this.
Okay, we are not finding it, Lauren. If it's, yeah.
I'm going to find it when I get home. I just watch.
Okay.
It's going
to
pop up.
Then just send it to me.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Episode 100, there it is.
There it is.
That was an absolute blast. Thank you, too, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks,
and thank you, Rylan.
That was fun. Yeah, thanks, Rylan.
Yeah, no problem.
Episode 101 will be next week. The Chillo interview will be Thursday. Next week, I got my buddy Edis coming on to talk about the Lakers, another Super Bowl preview, and much more. Thank y'all. You're the best. Appreciate you. Peace and love. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
We do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry!